Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? Looks like we're having technical difficulties. Hold on. Can you guys hear me? Somebody send me a chat on Facebook
or text me. Can you hear me? It looks like we are trying to have. Press one. I want to see if somebody can hear me. If you can hear me, press one. The devil is a liar. I know the Lord gave me this thing. Hallelujah. Great evening to you. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you can hear me loud and clear now?
Yes.
All right. Great. So I was sharing with you guys. Good, good, good. So I was sharing with you guys. So you heard nothing of what I just said?
Correct.
I can't believe it. Wow. Okay, so I am going to start over because the devil is a liar. All right, so I'm going to start over because I actually was sharing with our guests about our sponsors, the topic, and things of that nature on tonight. So we're going to start from scratch, all right? So here we go tonight. Guys, thank y'all so much for your patience. I had no clue that you all couldn't hear. We were having some technical difficulties, so I do apologize. Don't know what was going on, don't know what's happening, but you know what? We give God glory. So I was sharing tonight that our topic is be still. And with that, you know, so many of us are leading busy lives. We are leading extremely busy lives. So we have these hustle and bustle of life. We are working, we have families, we have businesses. Some of us are wearing that business hat, the mom hat, the dad hat, as well as have a job. And then that does not include you have a church life. You have some people involved in political entities. And then you have your outside organizations that you volunteer with, you assist with, or participate in some way. So now you're wearing at this point about five hats. And that's not including any extraneous things that your children are involved in, because many of us volunteer in those type capacities or we're helping with that. So our Father has promised us many things, and his promises cannot and will not return void. But some of these things may be looking like they're far off. However, they're not. It is all in your perception. In addition to that, are you moving so much to get that you can't get the clarity and direction from him to know how to move forward in the things that he's calling you to? So some of the things that I was asking was, there are some questions that I want you to ask yourself, and I want you to be true to yourself. You're not actually answering them for me. You're asking yourself these questions, and I need you to be true to yourself. And the first question is, am I doing the things that God has called me to do? Am I doing the things that God has called me to do? That's the first question. The second question is, am I doing what I want to do? So number one was, are you doing what God has called you to? Or number two, are you doing what you want to do? Number three, are you doing the things that truly make you happy and it also gives God glory? Or am I just doing the things that make this flesh happy for the moment but getting no true fulfillment? In other words, just collecting a paycheck because I like the money. Just doing something to be able to say I carry this job title or I work for this company or I do this or I do that. Are you living a life and you're doing the things in your life to please yourself as well, please God as well as yourself, or are you just pleasing yourself and collecting a paycheck or carrying that job title? Okay, those are your first four questions. Now, the next question is, are you really and truly living a life that you desire to live and is bringing you true joy and happiness. Next question. Well, next, not really a question, but a point. At some point in your life, it's not going to be enough to collect that big paycheck. You are going to have that aha moment. And for me, I called it a part of my awakening process. You may even experience the portion that I did. And that portion that I experienced was, I woke up one day and I said, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, I made good money and there was nothing fulfilling in it anymore. Whose life am I impacting? These are the questions that I started asking myself. Am I even making an impact on the life of others? Am I building a legacy for my own family, or am I simply building someone else's legacy? Well, for me, in the IT capacity that I was working in, I was building someone else's legacy. I wasn't building my own. I wasn't doing what God called me to do. I was doing what I wanted to do. And in that hour, it served its purpose. But at some point again, that paycheck is not going to be sufficient to keep you happy. Now, over the next week or so, get still enough to hear the voice of the Lord to give you direction on finishing 2017 strong. There may be many things that you've begun and you've started, but you kind of stopped. You gave up too soon. You just said, this ain't working out. He gave it to you, so he's going to bring you through it. I ask you again, are you being still enough to hear what the Father is directing you to do? So some of those things that you had done before, he wants you to go back and revisit it. This time, you're going to do it as he leads you to and as he directs you to do. Not just doing what you thought you wanted to do, but this time he's the leader and the driver. There may be some different directions that he will take you this time. He may even bring someone to assist you with it. But whatever he does and whatever direction he takes you in, be still enough to hear him so you can get the correct direction and steering directly from your Father in this hour, because that's what it's all about. Be still, being still enough to hear his voice, slowing down to just, understanding that it's not about me doing what I want to do anymore. It's not about my life. It's about me fulfilling the purpose and the plan that he's called for me and to be in the earth in this hour. For example, for me, I tell people all the time, God is the driver and I'm the leader. God is the driver, and the leader of the show. I'm just the mouthpiece that he's chosen to use in this hour. So it's totally him and not me. And I promise you, even the topic tonight, I woke up this morning and he gave me the topic. My preparation came from him. Everything that I'm giving you came directly from the Father for me to give to you. Because many times, as he gives it to me to share, many times he's given it to you. Many of the ministers, I understand when they say, I'm the first partaker. You are the first partaker, but because sometimes he's trying to slow you down because there's some things that he's needing you to finish. So what are you putting your time and efforts into? Are you putting your time into asking the Father for direction on fulfilling your purpose and the plan he has for you in the earth? My gift to you this holiday season is the gift of listening and being still. So I want you to understand that it's not about doing right now. I want you to listen. It's all about you listening. Jeremiah 29:12 in the English Standard Version says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will hear you. Well, the Lord is, he's hearing your prayers, but prayer is two-way communication. And so are you talking to him, but you're not giving him time to respond? You're too busy. You're just running. You stop for half a second, say, you know what, Lord, thank you, and you keep moving. Well, no, it's two-way communication. He wants to talk to you. He wants to give you direction, but he needs you to be still enough to listen to his voice. So here's some scriptures that I have for you to encourage you. And for those of you who are asking, am I doing a Facebook Live tonight? No, I'm not. So jot this down on your somewhere. But these are some scriptures to keep you encouraged and keep you empowered as you are finishing up 2017 strong. Because you are already fabulously filled. You are already satisfied in the things that he's placed in you because he's already given it to you. But don't be complacent. There are some things that he wants to complete that you've begun. So in Psalm 46:10, all of these are coming from English Standard Version. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So the biggest portion in that scripture of Psalms 46 and 10 is be still and know that he is God. And he wants to speak to you. He wants you to slow down enough to hear what he's saying to you in this hour, because it is key to be able to. He said, my sheep will hear my voice. And so it is key for you as his sheep to listen for direction in this hour. All right, so Psalms 46 and 10 is your first one. Your next one is Psalms 14 and 26. And it says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. So the Holy Spirit, he'll give you an unction of things. He'll lead you, he'll guide you. But again, you got to be still enough to hear him. And I thank God that as you hear him, you walk in obedience. You just don't just be a hearer, but you are a doer. That is my desire for you, to hear him and be a doer and walk in obedience, because I'm telling you, it's going to bless you and it's going to bless many others. So, Philippians, next one. So first we had Psalms 46 and 10. Next one is John 14 and 26. Now we're going into Philippians 2 and 13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So he wants to do his will and his work for him to get his good pleasure out of your life, because there is a purpose and a plan for your life, just like Jeremiah 29:11 says. But you have to listen. It's about being still enough to listen. So, and that again was Philippians 2 and 13. Again, all of these are coming from your English Standard Version. Again, that one was, for it is God's good pleasure for him to do this for you. So for it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. That was Philippians 2 and 13. Next one is Mark 4 and 24. And it reads, and he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added. So are you listening? Because as he give it to you, I'm telling you, it's going to bless you, because it's going to be in good measure. And there will be so much fulfillment as you do what he's calling you to, and not just what pacifies your flesh in this hour. It's all about listening to the voice of the Father. So that one was Mark 4 and 24. Your next one, you got a couple more, guys. Your next one is Psalms 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So as you're still enough to listen, I'm getting your word more and understand that this Bible, this word is a lamp. It is your roadmap to life. And as you get in and then break it open, I'm telling you, and partake of his word and partake of this fellowship with him, I'm telling you, it'll be that lamp unto your feet and the light unto your path. And Revelation 3 and 20 is your next one. So that last one was Psalms 119, 105. Revelation 3 and 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me. He wants to come sup with you. He wants to be able to fellowship with you and be able to be one with you and you with him. But as he knocks, are you too busy to answer the door? Are you too busy to have communication with him? Because, again, it's two-way communication. That one was, again, Revelation 3 and 20. And then we have Philippians. We're going to wrap it up in this one, Philippians 4 and 7. And that one says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So in Philippians 4 and 7, after you've listened, after you've partaken of his word and part fellowship with him, I'm telling you, you will have so much peace and joy and fulfillment. And it won't be about that paycheck anymore. It'll be about fulfilling the purpose and the plan. And you'll be building that legacy for your seed and your seed. Because it's not about a paycheck anymore. It's all about living a life that's fulfilling enough to please not only you, but to please God. It's time for you to live the life that pleases him and not just you. Because many of us, we did that life that fulfilled just what pleased our flesh. We got the big paychecks, but what did it profit? Did it profit your peace? Did it profit your happiness? What did it profit? There were so many people. I know one lady, she was telling me her job had her working so many hours that she literally missed her children's childhood. Is it worth it? I can't get them hours back. I can't get that time back. I can't get those years back. My child is 15 years old now, about to be 16. I can't get that time back if I worked a job that had me working 12 and 14 and 16-hour days and I completely missed her childhood. Can you get that time back? No, you can't. But what you can do is be still enough to listen to the Father as he directs you on living a life that's pleasing unto him, living a life to fulfill the purpose and the plan that he has for your life. It's time for you to live a life that's pleasing unto him and not just exist, because we've done it too long. It's time to do something new. He says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. So as he's doing this new thing, you got to be still enough to hear him. What is he doing? What does he want you to do? And he's going to direct you. And I'm telling you, you're going to be so happy. You're going to be like, ooh. And I'm ready to hear the testimonies, y'all. So you make sure you share them with me, whether you send them in a Facebook chat, you send them in a text, or post them in a chat on the On Fire to Inspire page, however you need to get it to me. I don't care what state you're in. I want to hear your testimonies as you be still and know that he is God. And I'm telling you, the purpose and the plan will be fulfilled. I'm going to open up the lines shortly, but I want you to listen to this piece called Pregnant with Purpose, because so many people are still pregnant. And God says it's time to birth these babies. It's time to fulfill the life that he's called you to. So I want you to listen to Pregnant with Purpose from On Fire to Inspire, the book. And this is the audio book. So listen up, and then I'm open the phone lines for comments. Pregnant with Purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion. That piece is called Pregnant with Purpose. And so there are so many people that are pregnant with purpose. And the Father said, okay, it's time to birth those babies. This is the hour. This is the time to get those babies birthed. However, you got to listen to your Lamaze coach, your Father. So as you're, you know, being still, he's going to tell you, okay, this is when that baby's going to be birthed. This is when this baby's going to be born, and this is what you're going to do. And he's going to direct you when to push, how to push, how to breathe. But again, you got to listen to your coach, your Father, your director, your leader, your guide. Hallelujah. Guys, I'm going to open up the lines as we open tonight, because again, I'm telling you, everything about this topic tonight is all God. We were going to have a totally different topic. We were going to have a guest, and she contacted me and told me she was not going to be able to do it. And even my backup, because I always have a plan A and a plan B, it did not work out, because I woke up this morning and the Father said, no, you will not have a backup. You will deliver. Be still. And so I had to be obedient and share with you what the Father placed in my heart, because many of us are too busy. And it's time for us to be still and know that he's God. And there's some things that he wants you to finish before 2016 ends. You have 26 more days, counting tomorrow, 25 more days. And so it's time for you to do what he's called you to. So press 1. If you are listening by internet, you're going to have to dial in at 929-477-217. Again, that is 929-477-2178. Press 1. We'll bring you live with your questions or comments. And if you have a question or comment, we would love to bring you live. Here we go. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Did you have a question or comment?
Leah Butler, can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Girl, what's going on, sister? Sister. First of all, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What an awesome topic. And the timing could not be more perfect. I love just how God just does everything, how he sets everything in motion. And if we be obedient and listen to that still, quiet voice, he will have you right where you're supposed to be, right when you're supposed to be there. Normally on Tuesday nights, I'd be at Toastmasters. But, you know, being the mailman at this time of year, we've been working extended hours and so forth. And instead of me stressing out and pushing, trying to make it there to Toastmasters, you know what? Go home. Get you some rest. So I thank God that I was able to be here and to listen to the topic of the show. Now, with that being said, I just would like to share this real quick. How awesome it is to learn how to be still. Okay, for so many years, you know, just going and going and going, hearing God, God's dropping all kind of nuggets, but I was too busy. You may light up the subject of, you know, when the children are all grown up, we cannot go back and get that time back. Well, that was a sore point that the enemy hit me with. Just last month, it was like, man, all of a sudden my children are grown and they're gone. I can't get that time back. But just as God gave the other scriptures, other things, he told me there's now no more condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. So we can't look back. If we recall the record in the Bible, when God said to when Lot's wife, do not look back, or you return to a pillar of salt. If you think about that in today's time, when we look backwards, guess what? We get salty. So therefore, you know, keep our eyes on the prize, understanding it's just a spiritual competition, and being obedient. The word says, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. Well, guess what? You are right on point, sister. And I say to you and to your listeners, God bless you all, and just thank you so very much for you being obedient. Because if this message was not for anybody else, it most definitely was for Reggie Reg the Mailman. So God bless you and thank you, sister.
God bless you, and thank you so much for sharing tonight. We bless God for you. Amen. All right, we have another caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hello. Hello, Miss On Fire to Inspire. This is Hetty J with the Poetic Ministry. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Miss Hetty J with Poetic Ministry?
I am doing well. I am so enjoying your show this afternoon, and if I may, I was listening and just trying to pull everything together, what you're saying. You've given so much meat. My main thing is that I thought about working in the dialysis world and working 18, 19 hours and making money, but just wasn't happy. And then I was able to pull away, find another job, making so much less. But as I listened to what you were saying, it still kept coming. The word still, be still, be still. And one of the scriptures that you didn't give as I was listening, Isaiah 30:7 kept coming back when the Lord's people was making alliances with everybody else but him. And he told them, and the verse in Isaiah 30 says, for the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. And as I listened, I heard that there's power in stillness, there's strength in stillness, and then I'm going to give you a quick poem and be done with that. Is that okay?
That is, go ahead and bless us, sweetheart.
Okay. It says, be still, believe and expect in his will, still as you learn to be still. When you listen to what the Lord has given unto you, you will learn how to live and how to bring out his truth. It's not about the money, and it's not about the fame. It's all about doing what he gave you to bring to God glory with his name. Be still, I say, in everything that you do. Be still, I say, and learn how to operate in God's truth. Still, still. Still, and then I got an acronym that literally said studying, trusting, investing, listening, while loving. So be still and hear the will of God. Believe and expect it will all come from his word. I bring you peace.
Amen, amen. Can you repeat that acronym? Because I'm trying to write that down so I can post it.
sure. And it says studying,
mm-hmm.
trusting,
mm-hmm.
investing,
okay,
listening,
okay,
through loving.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Be still. Be still. So you will know his will. Be still.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing. We behind that blessed me. So thank you
Amen.
So much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
Keep
welcome.
On doing what you're doing. You're so welcome.
Thank you. Amen. Guys,
yes,
tonight's
yes.
topic is be still. And so, again, for those of you who are joining us late, we were blessed because the Father gave me the topic this morning. So he said the topic was be still. He would not allow the previous topic, I guess, wasn't available. My backup guest was not available, nor was my plan C. I forgot to tell you I had a plan C. But the Lord was like, no, be still is going to be the topic, and you're going to lead it and facilitate. So, you know, you got to do what God, it's all about obedience in this hour. It's all about being still enough to hear his voice. So as you're still enough to hear his voice, he wants you to finish 2017 strong. So I was opening up the lines for those who wanted to share. If you had something, a comment you wanted to make, how any of this impacted you. Because, again, I want you to be honest enough with yourself to say, hey, those questions, when I ask myself those questions, man, that hit home. And I ask myself those questions, you know, am I really working a job that's leaving a legacy for somebody else? Or am I living a life that is leaving a legacy for myself, fulfilling the purpose and the plan in the earth that God has for me to live, and I'm being fulfilled. It's fulfillment for me. And as Brother Reggie said, it's no condemnation in him, you know, in you for, you know, right now you're doing what you got to do, you know. But at the same time, is it something you're doing and you know that, hey, this is not fulfilling. I could be doing what I love to do, but I just choose to do this because it's all about me being able to have that job title, maybe being able to have that big check. You know, again, in this hour, it's about obedience. It's about living out the life that God is calling you to. And I'm telling you, it will bring you so much joy. You know, I've had some people that have shared testimonies with me recently that said, you know what, I switched careers, and I'm telling you, I'm not making anywhere near what I made. But when I tell you the joy that I have getting up every morning, going into someone's job, and I'm building my own legacy on the side. Now, that's a difference, because you're doing something you love doing, and you're still doing your own thing. I'm not saying that's for everybody. However, what is it that God is calling you to in this hour? Are you still enough to hear him? Are you being honest enough with yourself to say, you know what, I'm not hearing them because I'm too busy? And like I said earlier, you may be that person that's working a job. You have your own business. You have a family. You're in the church. You're, you know, doing things in the church. You're in a part of a political party. You're working in an outside organization. You either assist, volunteer, or lead in some capacity. So look at all those many hats that one person can wear. And it can wear you out. So at the same time, are you still enough to listen to what the Father is directing you to do this hour? It's key. It is imperative that we are listening and being obedient and walking in that thing. Because I'm telling you, it's not just for you. It is for your legacy. It's for your seed. But it's also for someone else that you're supposed to take by the hand. I know even today, the Lord allowed me to come in contact with a couple of people, and one young lady in particular. I'd never had a conversation. I'd seen her and I, you know, knew of her. And the Lord allowed us to have a long conversation, and I was able to encourage her and just, you know, and that was not something that was planned. But as you are walking in obedience, the Father will give you some things. You don't understand why you're saying it, why you're even at that place at that time. But I'm telling you, as you walk in obedience, it may be just a smile for somebody. It may be, you know, you don't know what it is that God is using you to do in this hour. But if you're still enough to know and walking in obedience, I promise you, you will be fulfilled each and every time. But when you're in that place of you're just trying to collect a paycheck, there will be a big, this is the description I had for myself. There was like a big hole in my soul. It was like a big void. There was something more that I know that I needed. And that's when I start praying about my purpose. God, what is it that you're calling me to do? What is it that you put? These are the questions that I asked him as well. I asked God a lot of questions during that time. I said, God, what did you put breath in this life to do? What in you did you put breath in this life to be? That is what I want to do. And so as I start praying and asking him that, he started unfolding some things. And I was like, really, Lord? Okay, so you got me doing education. You got me going into motivation, doing motivational speaking. And I'm doing all of these things. And they still go hand in hand because I'm empowering people. I'm empowering the kids. I'm empowering the adults. And I'm like, well, Lord, wow. And so, you know, it's all about being obedient and fulfilling what he's calling you to do in this hour. So are you being obedient? Are you being true to yourself and doing what he's calling you to do? If you have a comment or a question, press 1 if you are on 929-477-2178. Or if you're listening online and you want to comment, got to dial in, guys. That, again, is 929-477-2178. 929-477-2178. If you miss any of the broadcast, it will be played shortly through a replay. It will be available. The first couple of minutes, we had some technical difficulties that I did not realize. They couldn't hear me, but I said, you know what? We're going to get this thing worked out tonight because I know the Lord gave me this topic. So if you hear some dead air in the very beginning, hold on to, you know, continue to listen because we were able to get the kinks worked out and get back on track and go from the beginning because we weren't missing out on anything, any of this meat that the Father gave us. So we have another person, I think. Let's see here. Yes. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes. This is your cousin Ginevra. How are you?
Great. How are you, Ginevra?
I'm doing well. I apologize. I'm actually leaving work, but I caught the last bit of your segment, and I want to say another awesome topic, another awesome discussion. Or whatnot, and that I wanted to talk a little bit about the being still portion. As a licensed mental health professional, one of the things that I do is I like to provide our clients with resources. And one of those resources that I've used in my own personal life and I've provided to clients is a book called Be Still and Know That I Am God. And it is by Sherry Hill, C-H-E-R-I-E Hill. She's a fantastic author that talks about your walk with Christ and talks about, you know, she empathizes, she validates people's unknowing moments or those moments where we're not quite sure, we get anxious, sometimes we have worries and doubts or, you know, we kind of self-talk ourselves out of situations, you know, because of the voices of the world or the voices of the family or the voices of doubt or whatever you may call it. But she walks you through that process and trying to get you to understand that, you know, as much as you want to just do, you know, as much as you want to just move, sometimes just being still and not only listen to God's voice, but listen to your own inner voice. And sometimes we muddle our voices up with mom's voice or dad's voice, or, you know, society's voice. And if you do not sit with yourself enough to where you can decipher the difference between what's my voice and what's a generational voice, or what's my voice versus the world's voice, if you can't decipher that difference, then sometimes you find yourself being pulled to not be still. So I definitely think that topic is relevant. I think not only, you know, within, you know, today's time, but a lot of stuff that goes on in the world, but it, especially in the mental health community, it's really, really important for sometimes that our clients and even myself in our personal lives that we sit still and sit in the uncomfortable, because sometimes in order to become comfortable, we have to be first willing to be uncomfortable. So I think it's a very much relevant topic that needs to be kind of talked about more and needs to be explored more and needs to, you know, have more conversations about.
I love it. And you know, I know that there are so many people that they don't like spending time alone. And that is something that it's like, really, if you can't be with yourself by yourself and just have quiet moments and just have nothing, don't let your mind go anywhere, just be still and just listen. And one of the things that even Apostle Zoe told us one time, she said, I want you to just be still and listen to your thoughts. Are your thoughts positive? Are they bringing God glory? Are they encouraging you? Or are your thoughts worthy? Are your thoughts this? Are your thoughts that? And it was like, wow. If you actually sit there and listen to yourself, you're like, wow. You know, sometimes you realize that your mind is constantly racing so much that you don't have time to settle that. So just doing that in itself is like, you know, it's mind-blowing sometimes. So, yes.
Absolutely.
And so, thank you so much for that. You said it's Be Still and Know That I'm God by Sherry Hill.
Yes, C-H-E-R-I-E. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I love that.
It's a
wonderful book. Okay. And what is your title? I know soon, and when you finish your dissertation, it'll be doctor. But right now, what is your title?
I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in the state of Florida.
Okay. So, guys, if you are in the Miami area, you have Advocate, the number 2 Create. You have Ms. Denevra Pearson, that is a licensed family and therapist that can assist you guys if you're in that area. I'm telling you, they're awesome. Awesome team there. She and I see her face. And I cannot recall
Patricia,
her name.
What's Patricia Timmerman.
Patricia Timmerman, yes. I see her face, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's at the tip of my tongue. So if you're in the Miami area, guys, you definitely want to reach out to those ladies. I'm telling you, you know, many people want to run away from you know, they think you go see a therapist or a counselor, you're crazy. No, sometimes you need to go see somebody like that to keep you from going crazy.
Mm-hmm. we go crazy,
you know,
with you. We go.
So, but really, on a true, you know, true spirit of things, when you have someone that is able to help you decipher, you know, what you've been through and things of that nature, and these women love the Lord, see, then you know that you're in good hands. And so, you want to make sure when you do reach out to, you know, if you reach out to counseling, that you want to reach out to someone that, you know, have the same beliefs as you, because then you won't be led astray. So thank you again for dialing in. We appreciate it. I love you.
Oh, thank you. Love you too.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. All right, guys, if you have a question or comment about this topic, be still. Press 1 and we'll bring you on with us. It is 929-477-2178. If you're listening, we're going to bring you live with us. Let's see here. We got someone else here. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Ms. On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Well, tonight you have with you Terrell Coulter, all the way from Conover, North Carolina, just dialing in, listening to the topic on tonight of Be Still. What an awesome word that the Lord has sent straight from the throne room. And I find it just wonderful that you have a outlet, a show where people can call in and talk about the different topics and things that you have. To God be the glory for that. But I do want to say, in being still, I love the comments that people have made. Loved hearing my own family, Ms. Genevra Pearson, all the way from Florida, calling in. But, you know, in the aspect of being still, you know, it is so important that we do spend time with the Lord. But also, too, I remember hearing a speaker once that said, you know, when you're being still, when you're waiting on the Lord, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's still not something that you can be doing, praying, spending time in the Word, and letting the Lord just give you direction and letting the Lord talk, as everyone, I think, what I've heard on tonight, letting the Lord speak to you, getting in touch with your own thoughts, your own thoughts about, you know, your direction in life, where you're going. And so it was just encouragement to my soul about being still and knowing that, you know, there are times when you just simply have to just be still, get in your word, pray, meditate, and let the Lord just simply talk to you. So on tonight, it's just encouragement to my spirit. So I just wanted to call in and just say, you know, thank you for your obedience and listening to the Lord to encourage the people on tonight. God bless you, Miss On Fire to Inspire, my cousin, my family, Miss Aaliyah. It's so good to know that, you know, you're doing what the Lord has called you to do.
Well, thank you so much for dialing in and supporting Cousin all the way from Conover, North Carolina. So we got Florida representing. We have North Carolina represented. I think we may have some South Carolina on here. We have Georgia. So, you know, God is doing a new thing. And again, you know, I don't know. I do know the dial-ins, but I don't know what states are represented from the internet connection. So God is doing a new thing, and it's all about being still and knowing what he's telling you to do. And like you said, in that being still, there may be some other things that he's directing you to do while you're waiting, you know, because there may be some big tasks that he's telling you, okay, this is what I want you to do. But while you're waiting on the large tasks, these are the smaller things that are, you know, you're taking by bites to do right now. But these are some larger things that I want you to do as we address some other things. So thank you so much, cousin, minister, pastor. Look, all these titles that you walk in, but you still have a heart for God first, and you do everything he's calling you to do in excellence. And thank you again for listening and sharing.
To God be the glory. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I think we have another caller. Here we go. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Did we have someone press one again?
I did, Miss Leah. This is Reggie again. Doggone it, girl. Look, I had to come back on something because you just sit on something else. And you know me as being the man that I am. There's no embarrassment. My family motto is being naked and unashamed, okay? I taught that from the children. So whatever it is that we go through is not for us. It's for us to go back and share it with someone to help someone else. So with that being said, I am going to admit this. I am 52 years old, and I am just now starting to learn and to love being by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let that resonate for a minute. 52 years old, I never really liked being alone. And now that I know, man, I had to make the decision. I had to cut out the outside distractions. I had to cut some people out of my life. I had to stop hanging around with certain groups of people. I had to stop making excuses of why I was the way I was, because I was afraid to face being alone. But it's in that alone time that God was able to do surgery on me, that God was able to allow me to really see him for who he is. I just needed to be still, sister. So I just wanted to say that. And then for anyone else who's listening, you know, because, again, a lot of times when, you know, prior to me really accepting this challenge or to say that, you know what, God, I am truly going to trust you. The voices, the past, different scenarios, different situations, anything that when I know it's time for me to spend time with my Heavenly Father, something would come up. But a lot of times I really didn't want to. It's just like, you know, when we were little and you did something wrong in school and you know that you were going to get that behind tack when you got home, you did everything you could, taking a long way home from school and everything. But that's something, again, you know, right now, today, there's a lot of grown people that, you know, look, learn to trust the Father. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Even though we walk through the valley of shadow, there fear nothing, nothing. So I just, when you said that again, I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, yes, I was supposed to be home tonight to listen to the show. So, again, sister, I just wanted to say God bless you and thank you again for being obedient, sis.
Amen. I give God all the glory. Thank you so much for dialing back in. We appreciate it. All right. God bless you. I tell you guys, it's something else to be walking in obedience. There's nothing like it. I mean, you can't put an amount of money on it. You can't. There's just nothing like just doing what God is calling you to. And when you're walking in obedience, it not only like soothes your soul and your spirit, man, but it soothes the soul and spirit of others. And so other people will be telling you, oh, my God, you just don't know what that did for me. And when you get feedback like that, like with every person that shared tonight, I'm telling you, that is allowing me to, that just taking me some places in the spirit of leaping, because out of that obedience of what I know I heard the Father say, and you guys are like, oh my God, that just did something for me. That blessed me to you say that. So thank you so much, because that's a person that is always pouring out and always encouraging, you know, weekly, I give God praise because it's all him and none of me. And that's one of my prayers. God, let me be, you know, so many people are praying, well, Lord, I just want more of you. That's not my prayer anymore. My prayer is that I want to be so one with you. And as I'm so one with you, that I hear your voice. And as I hear your voice, I walk in obedience and I miss nothing because I am one with you. That's my desire, being one with the Father so that I can be used by him. And we're going to end shortly. But just to give y'all an example, the Lord led me to Aldi last week. And I'm like, okay, why am I stopping by Aldi? I was going to stop the day before, but I was like, why am I stopping by again? And the Lord said, stop now. So I stopped, and there was a lady in front of me purchasing 12 cans of kidney beans. And as she was, you know, the cashier gave her the total, she said, okay, well, how much would six be? So at that point, I heard that, and it hit my spirit. And she needed those 12 cans, but she didn't have the money for 12 cans. And the Lord laid it on my heart to purchase them for her. And so as the lady was telling her the amount for six, I said, go ahead and give her the whole 12, and I'll pay for them. And so the lady was like, how much is six? And she said, ma'am, you don't have to worry about paying for any of them. The woman behind you just said she's paying for them. And she had tears in her eyes. Her eyes just got glossy. And she just hugged me. She was an older lady, and she was a different ethnicity. It's not about an ethnicity. It's about obedience, guys. It's about hearing the Father. I heard the Father say, stop at Aldi. I stopped at Aldi, ended up being a blessing to that lady. And you don't know what your obedience will do for a person. You don't know where it will take their faith to. You don't know if that was their last meal. You don't have a clue. But I know the Father told me to go to Aldi. I stopped, went right then, was able to be a blessing to her. And that did so much more for me to be able to do that for her than her being the person on the receiving end. So I'm telling you, walk in obedience. Be obedient. Be still enough to hear the Father tell you what to do. If I had not done what he said do, then could she have been able to be, you know, doing whatever she needed to do with those 12 cans for her family or for whatever she needed them for? I know I walked in obedience. And so I tell you, it's time for you to do what God is calling you to do. But be still enough to hear his voice. Be still enough to walk this thing out that he's calling you to. Because there's greatness on the inside of each and every one of you. And I want to see it. I want to see you fulfill the purpose and the plan in the earth that he's called you to. You are the lifelight that he's called you to in this hour. And I need you to be still so that you can be used by him thoroughly. And I thank you for each and every person that are listening tonight. I thank you to each and every sponsor, the Jasmine House Foundation. If you're in the Atlanta area or driving distance, come on out to Kingdom Works at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, on Saturday from 11 to 4. We're going to be blessing families in need. We're going to be wrapping up gifts and toys and stuff for kids who are families who may not be able to provide a Christmas to their children. It's not about Christmas gifts, but it's about being able to give, and that's what we're doing. So grab the family. Show your kids that it's not about giving. It's not about them receiving, but it's about giving. So bring your kids out of here. Let them help wrap nature. So, you know, do what you got to do. Come on out between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturday from December 9th, this Saturday, 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, as in George. Unique Expression by Design. Thank you so much for being a sponsor. They make your custom ideas a reality. Cups, mugs, pens, journals, pencils, whatever it is you need, they can make make it a reality for you. www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Music is available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your hair care and beauty needs, 404-599-3712. And finally, Million Dollar Mindset presents Girls Night Out. And if you go to Eventbrite, tickets are $20. It's on the code BOSSDOORS, and it's a night of inspiration with a twist of laughter. So, ladies, they're going to have some empowerment speakers. This is for the women, a night of inspiration and with a twist of laughter. So from December 17th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., go on out to Eventbrite, purchase your tickets. Eventbrite, again, the topic of the Boss Doors. I am Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler. Love you guys. Same time, same week. same day next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you guys, and we will talk to you then. Have a blessed one.